Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my...
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View, and our special show with Wayne Levine, our The Men's Room expert and regular guest. We have a caller, Wayne, so before we move on to more tools and more about your book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men, let's hear from James. Hello, James.
Hey, Bruce. Love your show.
Thank you very much. You're on
caller,
with me and Wayne.
Long-time listener.
Say that again. I interrupted you.
Oh, I'm a first-time caller, but I'm a long-time listener.
Long time. Right on.
Well, James, I'm glad you called. I know you wanted to speak to Wayne and bring up something regarding his book, his work, his brilliance, his retreats. What's on your mind?
Well, my question's around anger. You know, this whole thing around Mel Gibson that's been played everywhere, and you know how this, hearing this guy raging and everything, I realize at times I lose it. Not fortunately that bad, but what recommendations can you have? Because you know, it's not doing my relationship with my lady or my kids for me to start yelling.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up. You know, anger is something I think most men feel. There are a lot of men who are reluctant to acknowledge their own anger because they're so afraid of it. They're afraid that I work with some men who are so afraid of their own anger, they think that they might become homicidal. You know, so imagine carrying an emotion that you're afraid to express because you might get out of control. And so hearing Mel's audio clips lately is an example of what happens when we hold on to our anger and it becomes rage and we act like little boys rather than men. And so men need to have a place where they can take their anger. They need to have a place where they can express their anger without fear of hurting anyone else, because when you are able to let it out, then you can go home and be much more present as a husband and a dad without the fear that your anger is going to somehow, you know, take hold of you at the wrong moment. So we do things with the men at our retreats and at our men's groups to give men the opportunity to let that anger out, because behind the anger, and James, you might know this for yourself, is a lot of pain. You know, anger is an easier place for men to go. It's more socially acceptable, even with how dangerous anger is in our society. It's still far more acceptable for a man to be angry than for a man to grieve. We're more comfortable as a society with that. And so men are encouraged to be angry, even though they can be, jailed for it when it gets out of hand.
That's interesting.
What about, though, I mean, when my son messes up, I feel like I need to show him I'm angry. Because it really...
Well, isn't there a difference between anger and being in your power, being strong?
Well, James, I know as a dad, I've gotten angry. But what was really going on, when I've gotten angry with my son because of things he's done, but what was really going on was I was terrified. I was afraid that his behavior was going to hurt him, impact his life, impact him in a way that as a young boy he could never imagine. So I was more afraid. I was afraid before I was angry. And I think that one of the things that we teach the men is to start paying attention to what's actually going on for you in any given moment. So if you were able to slow that moment down and examine it, you would probably find, as I have found in my own life, that before the anger, there were other feelings that were there first, but I didn't know how to communicate them. I didn't know how to deal with them. I didn't know how to use it in a way to teach my son. So I got angry because that was easy.
Very interesting. James, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Appreciate it. This subject of anger actually brings up another tool that is hard for most men, very hard for me, and I'd like you to talk about it a little bit, the tool of don't argue.
What are you talking about? Oh, well, we like to have a lot of fun with the men's work. In fact, I just want to mention that, you know, it's serious work, but if we take it too seriously, we're doomed. And one of the things that, as you know, that we deal with in the group is learning to make fun of ourselves.
So would you please make fun of yourself by doing a silly right now?
It's very difficult for me to make fun of myself, but I can make fun of you.
Okay, but what is a silly?
No, well, no, that's like the secret handshake of the fraternity.
Right, right. You can't reveal that?
I can't. I could show you, but then I'd have to destroy the tape and kill everybody and Richard and the engineer. It just wouldn't be good.
You might get a little angry then. Okay, tell us about Don't Argue, because I know you mean primarily, I think, don't argue with your wife.
Well, once you learn to not argue with your wife, you'll see the futility of arguing with anyone. When you are a man who has a firm grasp of his nuts, his non-negotiable, unalterable terms, there's really no need to argue about anything anywhere. If something is going to be a particular way and you're in charge of making that happen, then that's the way it's going to be. You don't have to argue about it. If you're in a situation where you don't have the power, all you can do is express how you feel and let it go. Only the little boy would continue to argue when it's pointless. Now, that's not about debating and strategizing and sort of arguing a point. We're talking about, you know, wanting something to be a certain way and having that little boy really driving that train.
Or like my wife and I do, seeing who can yell the loudest.
Well, I'm sure you win.
I do win, but that is a – you know, it never works, of course.
No, it's horrible.
That's the point.
It's horrible. Every argument just, you know, rips at the fiber of a relationship. Now, there are some times when things are held, you hold on to things, and sometimes there's a blow-up. And look, the occasional moment where you have not been telling her how you feel and she's not been telling you how she feels. Sometimes things will happen and you erupt, okay? But we're talking about sort of ongoing, you know, arguments where for a lot of relationships, it's just the way they communicate. Mm-hmm. And when you stop arguing, you will find that something else will happen. And the biggest step for men is trusting that if they do it a different way, something else will happen. Because usually we have in our minds, we know exactly what's going to happen with our woman. We've been with her for a long time. I say this, she says that, boom, boom, boom. So you have this in your head, so it's very difficult to sort of open up to the possibilities. And that's why you need other men in your life to trust them, hopefully, to just take their advice. And so I tell men, just don't argue for a week and watch what happens. And invariably, they come back and they have these stories of, I cannot believe what happened.
That's very interesting. It's wow. For me, I've always found that when I'm talking about this issue with the men in my group with you, it tends to be about me wanting to be right. Mm-hmm. And being right is not necessarily going to win over my wife or get me anywhere. So when I argue too often, I am just determined to that my point gets across and it's not productive.
Well, at that moment, you're sort of your ego is in front of your commitment. So one of the important maxims in our men's work is commitment before ego. So your commitment in that moment is to cherish and honor your wife. The minute you need to be right, now your ego is in charge. You know, what you want, how you feel, your comfort, needing to be stroked, needing to be validated. That's all your ego. Now all of a sudden you've moved your ego in front of your commitment. And as soon as that happens, you know, you've just messed it up.
I thought we were going to be talking more about men in general, not just me.
Well, you're sort of our project, aren't you? Our exhibit A through Z.
Definitely. After how many years has it been? I've been going weekly and we still hear the same stuff from me. That's very interesting.
Well, I think that's true for a lot of men. It takes a long time to change our ways. It really does. And so being impatient does not help you on this journey.
No, it doesn't indeed. We are coming up to our last segment, and I will let Wayne summarize his book and his work in that last segment. This is Bruce Salen. We are listening to The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Stay tuned for more with Wayne.
Are they gonna let me fall?
No, 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 no.
Well, the best I can do.
I'm gonna make my world.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm gonna make my world.
I'm gonna step right up and get myself together.
I'm gonna make my world.